Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hey, I'm with William Stern, please.
I'm sorry, who are you looking for?
William Stern.
And who's calling, please?
My name is Paul Schoen. I got a letter from you guys, and just going through your website, I just saw that he's one of the managing directors, and I have a lot in common with him.
Oh, okay. He's actually not available on this line. Were you looking for something specific, or can you give me an idea of what?
I got a letter from you guys about basically business loans. I'm a real estate developer, and it's hard to get business loans because a lot of banks don't want to give lines of credit to real estate developers. I get construction loans all the time from banks, but not business lines of credit. They categorize us as a riskier business. So yeah, I'm interested in what you guys sent. I want to just get right down to it, see if it makes sense for us or not.
Okay, well, I might be able to help you out with that. Let's see. Do you have, that? I believe there's a 16-digit reservation code on that piece of mail that you sent to. Do you have that with you?
2311-0401-0005-4144.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and pull up your file. All right, I'm sorry, what was your name?
Paul,
okay.
Schoen, S-C-H-O-N. And it came from one of the developments we're building, one of the entities we own, STG 7036 La Pierre Boulevard.
Okay, give me 1 second. It's taking a little longer than usual to pull up. Okay. All right. How about, Paul, is there a good email address that we'd be able to reach at?
Yeah, it's my last name and my first name at gmail.com, which is S-C-H-O-N-P-A-U-L at gmail.
Okay, perfect. And is this the best number to reach at?
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so what exactly did you have in mind? Did you have a specific amount? What were you looking to use it for?
Just a line. I'd like a line of credit. I don't want to just take out the whole amount because I don't need it sometimes.
Uh-huh.
For cost overruns on my construction projects.
Okay, I see. Now, what we have, typically available is a little different than a line of credit. Are you familiar with working capital programs?
Nope.
Okay, so it's similar to a line of credit in the sense that we can, get you qualified for the largest amount, and then you can choose how much you'd like to use. It's a little different than a line of credit in the sense of it's based on your yearly gross revenue. Typically, can free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue, and then once you get approved, and choose the amount that you would like to use, we would then deposit that amount in cash into the business checking account. And we would set you up on a term that ranges anywhere from 3 months to 24 months.
What rate?
So it kind of depends on a few different things. What do you do for gross annual sales?
Last year I did like 3.5 mil.
Okay. All right, and are you the 100% owner?
Me and my business partner, we're 50-50 on it.
50-50, okay. Now, how would you, describe your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I just pulled it, like 780.
Oh, okay. All right, nice. And how about your business partner? What's his look like? Do you have an idea?
Same. We get construction loans from community banks all the time. It's a pretty thorough process that they do. So he's above 760, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. We have great credit. We have great financials. We have everything's fantastic. Just we're looking for we basically, we're real estate developers. We build apartment buildings. Sometimes we sell them. Sometimes we keep them. And then we also in-house the construction company. And we need the line of credit for our construction company because sometimes there's change orders and we go $100,000 over budget. And until we sell the building or refinance, we need something to help us with operating capital.
I see. Okay. So now how far in advance do you, how long does it take for you to know when that need comes up?
Like a month.
Okay. So you know, probably about, three to maybe 5 weeks in advance, you know, that it's going to come up.
Like 3 weeks, I would say.
Okay. All right. And let's see, are you in that position right now?
Nope. No, I'm good right now.
Okay, just trying to kind of get things in order for the next time that it should arise. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay,
it,
good.
It has to make sense interest rate-wise.
Absolutely. And that's the only time these things work is when it does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, now on a typical, so you say it's usually around, it ranges around maybe $100,000 for what you would need?
Yeah, like $100,000 for one project, but we have nine developments going on. So.
Okay. All right, give me 1 second. I'm just taking some notes by hand here. All right.
And each development is its own entity.
Its own entity as in its own project for you or separate owner?
No. So my business partner and I are owners of every entity. Sometimes we own it 100%. Sometimes we have limited partners where we have basically investors on the deal with us.
Oh, I see.
And, yeah.
Okay.
That each property has its own LLC, basically.
Okay.
All
right.
We don't run all of our properties under one LLC.
Okay. All right. So now I'll give you a quick little, summary to see if it's in line with what you're looking for here. For the working capital programs, I'm sure when you're going through your traditional bank routes that you do, it's a timely process, probably pretty intensive for you. This is going to be a little more streamlined, so we can move it pretty quickly. Like I said, we'll get you qualified for the largest amount. Based off of your sales, if you're in the position that, $100,000 or something like that comes up, it's something that should be, in the realm of possibility. We usually do 10 to 15% of the top line. So you'd be looking at anywhere from, upwards of $350,000, what you would be eligible for. Now, when the time does come up, like I said, when these go through, we would deposit the cash into the business checking account. It's unsecured cash, and you're free to spend it however you see fit. We don't actually follow the money. And that process, from the time that we get you approved to the time that you, select how much in the term that you want to go for, we can usually fund you inside of 48 hours. So if you're talking about a need that comes up where you're on a shorter timeline and you don't have, the time to go through the channels of the traditional bank, it's something that is still available to you. And we would be able to get the funds, to you quickly for you to go on with the project. Now, each one, if you're looking for multiple projects and they're going to be under different entities for each one, we would have to do them separately. So it wouldn't be...
Well, maybe we can just do it under my construction company.
And that would work. And like I said, it's unsecured cash and you're free to spend it as you see fit. So
yeah.
So exactly. It would allow you a little room for operation.
Okay. What are the costs?
Now, it's going to depend on a few different things, primarily the strength of the business. So we'll take a look at 6 months of your recent bank statements, as well as your most recent tax return. And then from there, we can go ahead and give you an answer as far as terms and rates go, give you a few different ones to choose from. But we have to take a look at the bank statements, analyze, the strength of the business to see where you're at.
Okay. The business is great. Or, like I said, we're getting loans from banks, which are probably the strictest of anything.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And these are conventional banks, Chase, and then Wells, community banks. I have a line of credit with Wells Fargo for $100,000. So we have great, our business is fantastic. I'm just trying to see if I should even waste my time and your time on what rates are you guys going to be offering us to see if it's even makes sense. Let's assume that our business is great. What's the best rates you guys would get?
Okay, yeah, and you know, typically we'll start anywhere around like 15 cents on the dollar and go from there. Keep in mind that it's unsecured cash, so it's going to be a little different than a traditional loan. So it is going to be a little more expensive than you know, what you're probably used to, but that's because of the nature of it being unsecured. And you know, with that being said, it's available on a short notice.
What would be 15 cents on the dollar? What would that mean?
I'm sorry?
What is 15 cents on the dollar mean?
Yeah, so we don't actually put, you know, we don't assign an interest rate to it. If it's 15 cents on the dollar, if you borrow $100,000, we're going to tell you right up front you're going to pay back $115,000 over whichever term you choose. And then it'll be a fixed payment, a fixed cost for you, and then we offer discounts if you pay it off early.
So let's say it's a year loan, I'm basically paying 15%.
If it's a year, they go up to 24 months, too. So if you're going to do 24 months, it's a whole different story there.
Okay. Yeah, because...
Thing goes for 3 months, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so 3 months, I'm assuming, would be way less.
So, yeah, the payback amount would vary with the term length that you choose. So if you're going to get a return... if you're going to, you know, get paid in 3 months and you want to pay it back in 4 months instead of taking it for 24 months, you're going to save a whole lot more on the interest. But that's why we'll give you a couple of different options as far as terms go, so you can choose the one that makes the most sense for you.
Okay.
Now, it's a pretty easy process to see what you qualify for, and we can get that in place for you, so when the need does come up, we can go ahead and, you know, if it comes up, you just let us know what you need, and we can have it done in 2 days. Now, to get you qualified for it, I can do that in a day. I just need the application, the bank statements, and a tax return.
Okay. Well, look, let's do this. I'm in no urgency right now. Send me an email with your contact info.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I feel like I need it, I'll reach out to you guys. But at the moment, I'm pretty solid.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. It's always good to know what your options are.
Yeah, great. Thank you for your time.
Okay, I'll send it over to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, that was it.
Okay, sounds good. It was nice meeting you. I'll send it over to you right now, and, you know, we'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.